It is 9:02 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Thursday morning means it's time for Spotlight on Medicine. Topic this morning, Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stamford, an update with two registered nurses, Irene Piazza, Clinical Program Manager, and Lynn Carbino, Oncology Nurse Coordinator. Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stamford is at Long Ridge Road, 260 Long Ridge Road, and the number to call, 203-863-3700. And we bid a good morning to Lynn Carbino and Irene Piazza. Good morning to both of you. How are you doing today?
We're doing excellent.
We're doing great. Well. Thanks, Tony. How are you?
All right. Fantastic. All right. To start with, tell us about your respective roles at Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stamford. And we're going to start in alphabetical order with Lynn Carbino. Go ahead, Lynn.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. So my name is Lynn Carbino. I'm the oncology nurse coordinator at Smilow Greenwich and Stamford. And what my role is basically is to meet with new patients, navigate them through their care here at the cancer center, and make sure they're connected with all the support services that we offer.
Okay, you're a nurse navigator, is that right, Lynn?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so you navigate. All right, Irene, tell us about your role.
Well, first of all, thank you, Tony, for the opportunity to get to allow us to speak about our facility in Stamford. As you said, I'm the clinical program manager. I'm proud to say I am an oncology nurse. I am the manager for Smilow Greenwich and Smilow Long Ridge. My responsibilities include managing my staff and financial resources, ensuring patients and staff satisfaction, maintaining a safe environment for our staff, our patients, and visitors, ensuring standards and quality of care is maintained, and aligning our goals with the hospital's strategic goals.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about the Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center. So I guess first question would be is how prevalent is cancer and what are the most common cancers in the United States? Who wants to take that one?
Oh, I'll take that one. It's Irene. So the American Cancer Society projections for 2023 is about 1.9 million new cancer cases and about 610,000 cancer deaths are predicted to occur in the United States. Cancer continues to be a common diagnosis. It accounts for nearly 10 million deaths worldwide. The most common cancers being breast, followed by lung, then colorectal, prostate, and skin cancers. And as all these numbers sound overwhelming, we have found that patients being diagnosed with cancer, all our new targeted therapies, we see a great number of patients either cured or living with cancer. So we're treating it as a chronic disease, and we've had a lot of successes with that.
Are the incidence of cancer on the rise, on the fall, the same, or what, in general?
We see some increases and some decreases of it. I think it's been pretty steady. The pandemic has not helped because a lot of people have delayed their health care. Had symptoms and were afraid to see their doctor or go to the hospital. So we're dealing with a lot of sicker patients with all kinds of diagnoses.
All right. So you've seen a kind of a, I don't know if it's called a spike, but an increase since with the pandemic and everything, right?
It's been steady, but I think the patients are a lot sicker. We see more metastatic disease because people did not see their physicians when they had symptoms. They were just concerned or dealing with COVID.
Oh, that's too bad, because I know that the call always came out was, you know, don't pass up those visits, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Screening is so important. Screening is one of our important ways to diagnose and find early cancers. So a lot of those screenings were put on hold.
Yeah. All right. What types of cancer care services are available at the Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center and Long Ridge in Stamford?
Well, thanks, Tony, for that question. This is Lynn again. Similar to the Greenwich Smilow Cancer Center, Stamford's office is offering cancer care services that include our expert oncologists, our medical oncologists, a chemotherapy infusion suite. We have a fully functional radiology department there. We offer lung cancer screening, cancer rehab. Cardiology also does some testing there for our patients as well, and we have a laboratory draw station. We also offer all of our clinical trials through that facility as well. So we have an on-site pharmacist, It's really fully functioning and up and running, so we are seeing a lot of patients there.
How large a facility is it? It's pretty big, isn't it?
It is a good-sized facility. I'm not exactly sure of the square footage, but it's quite a large facility. Our infusion suite has 12 chairs and one bed room, so we actually are quite large.
Is it just the cancer care center there, or are there other services in the same building or facility?
There are other services there.
That includes Yale Medicine. Greenwich Hospital has facilities in the building. We have Yale Medicine and NEMG medical providers that see patients. We have physical therapy. We have radiology as well. So it's a full functioning facility, including physical therapy. So we're very lucky to have all of those resources available to us up at Stanford.
Okay. And do you both work there all the time, or are you at the Greenwich Hospital up at Yale, or when or where?
We split our time. We spend some time here and Long Ridge as well, here meaning Greenwich.
Right, right. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more on Spotlight on Medicine. My guests are registered nurses Irene Piazza, clinical program manager, and Lynn Carbino, oncology nurse coordinator and nurse navigator. We're talking Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stanford. They're located at 280 Long Ridge Road in Stanford, number 203-863-3700. So stay with us here on Spotlight on Medicine on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Want an easy way to find a great doctor? Got a health issue you'd like to research? Looking for ways to be healthier and better informed about personal wellness? You'll find all this and more at the Greenwich Hospital website, www.greenhosp.org. This richly detailed website is loaded with valuable information. You'll find everything from directions and visiting hours to details about all the medical services and staff physicians, including doctor's credentials and office locations. You'll also find listings of community healthcare events, support groups, and much, much more. Whether you're planning a hospital visit or just want to be a more informed healthcare consumer, the place to start is Greenwich Hospital's website. Find it at www.greenhosp.org. That's www.greenhosp.org. Check it out today and get wise about health.
Nine ten on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. This is Spotlight on Medicine. Next week on Spotlight, our topic will be diabetes care, taking a holistic report. My guest will be registered dietitian Nancy Ryan, registered dietitian and certified diabetes care and education specialist. That's Spotlight on Medicine next Thursday morning. Topic this morning is an update on the Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stanford with registered nurses Irene Piazza and Lynn Carbino. And let's talk next about the healthcare professionals, part of the cancer care team. What do you have on staff there?
Well, we're very proud to say our medical oncologists, we have oncology-trained nurses, including advanced practice RNs, social worker, dietitian, of course, our research nurses, oncology-trained pharmacists, nursing assistants. We have a survivorship coordinator, and all of these members play an integral role on the patient's cancer continuum.
All right, great. So they it's from soup to nuts, I guess, right? From admittance to discharge and so forth, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And surgeries are done there and things like that?
No surgeries. The surgeries will be at Greenwich Hospital, but we do see some surgical breast surgical patients post-op at our Long Ridge facility.
All right. Well, surgery gets the attention, but support services are so important. So what support services are available to cancer patients and their families?
Absolutely. Tony, we are so proud of our support services that we offer here. We have a great social work team. We have counseling services, support groups. Most of those are virtual, but we have support services here that can go between Greenwich and Stanford, and as well as Yale New Haven. Financial coordinators, clinical trials, dietitians, physical therapy and lymphedema therapy, which is offered, We have a great palliative care team, that's staffed by a social worker, an APRN, advanced practice nurse, and two physicians. They offer bereavement services. Integrative medicine is offered, which includes our Healing Touch volunteers that come through, massage therapy, and also our dog therapy through the Good Dog Foundation. Most of these are available in both locations. Some have not started at the Long Ridge facility yet, but are on their way there.
Okay. Things like massage therapy, dog therapy, those are things I guess patients, you know, may not think about it when you're being cared for, but those are really important, right?
They really are, and we find that we've had some studies that have shown that patients tested prior to having those types of complementary treatments actually decrease their stress and their distress during their treatments and following. So we really find that those complementary treatments really help when the patients are receiving their care there. So we've really tried to increase the amount of time that we have those services offered. And patients, you know, their follow-up with us, they're constantly commending us and complimenting us on those treatments.
Nope. And it's wonderful for the patients. They get their feet massaged, and there's nothing better than a trained therapy dog sitting in your lap. It's just comforting. It helps the patient so much, as Lynn has said.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, we have mixes. We have anything from Golden Doodles to Bernese to small little lap dogs. They're just so well-trained and really just provide patients so much comfort. I mean, some patients actually have them sit on their laps for 20 to 30 minutes during their treatments and, you know, kind of don't even realize that their treatment is completed. And it's just really nice to see them relaxed and in that setting.
Mm-hmm. And did they get their choice of what type of dog they'd like, if they want a lap dog or just want a pet?
Sometimes, but usually we have one dog a day come through, so it just depends on the day that they're here.
And it's also excellent therapy for our nurses. Mm-hmm. And they have stressful days, and those dogs jump in their laps as well.
Sure.
So it's positive for everyone.
All right, just one dog. All right, worker shortage for the dogs, too, I guess, right?
All
right. I guess the great resignation in the canine world as well. All right. So now what other services available at the Long Ridge Medical Service? The advantage of having all these services experts under one roof.
So at Long Ridge location, we offer very similar services as our Greenwich facility. We offer expert oncology consults and focus on next day access for our new patients. We really strive to schedule an appointment for a new patient with an oncologist within 24 hours. We have a brand new 12-chair infusion suite, as Lynn mentioned before, and a private room to accommodate our infusion patients. And we have the NEMG and Yale medicine provider offices there as well. Patients can have their radiology scans done in Stanford if needed, and any other tests like EKGs or blood tests. Our Greenwich oncologists rotate at least one day per week at our Stanford facility, and having this clinic available has allowed for our patients to have additional options for treatment locations, as some of the patients travel from the northern parts of Connecticut. The clinic location also offers additional chairs for treatment when our Greenwich location is full.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned all, so you get patients, what's kind of the catchment area for patients?
Exactly. I mean, we tend to have a lot of patients that come from up north. Some are actually diagnosed in the Stanford area. They get referred to Yale New Haven for a specialist, but then want to receive their treatments more local. And if they live in Stanford, the Stanford Long Ridge Road facility is ideal.
Mm-hmm. How long have some of these services been around? You know, you mentioned the dog care, the massage, and maybe some of the support services. Have this always been part of the approach, or is it relatively new?
I would say maybe the last 5 to 10 years or so, we started kind of adding more integrative medicine to our as a support, as a complementary treatment. You know, more and more studies are being shown that these things actually really help patients to endure their treatments, to go through their treatments, and to feel good. And so we've been able to kind of add those things along as we go. Some facilities I know up north, they even offer acupuncture. Our physical therapy department here offers acupuncture as well. So if patients get referred to our cancer rehab program, the two physiatrists there are fully capable of doing acupuncture if needed. So those types of complementary treatments, even though that is actually a bill for treatment, some insurances cover it, some don't, but it is really seen and proven to help with some side effects and some symptoms. So we've just, you know, as more and more studies are being done, we're seeing that these treatments really help. We're going to try to add as many as we possibly can.
And for the support services for patients and their families, how long do they last? I guess it depends on the how severe the cancer is and the prognosis, things like that, right?
Right. They can actually take part in all of these complementary treatments and all of these support systems that we have in place as long as they're here and patients of ours. We even see patients post cure, as you say, in survivorship, and that's our survivorship coordinator. We'll meet with them, provide them some resources, and kind of stay in touch with them. We have some exercise programs that are included in that just to help get patients past and through their survivorship phase, which basically means they're not getting treatment anymore and they're going back to kind of their regular life, and they still may have some lingering side effects from their treatments, but this way we keep in touch with them, we can follow them, and help to provide them any support going forward.
It's often an anxiety-producing time for patients once they finish treatment because they're so used to having the support of all of our resources at the cancer centers. So having the survivorship program available and all our resources available to them really helps. They need additional support afterwards as well.
Sure. And I guess it goes from that the initial treatment, then I guess concerns about it, will the cancer come back, right?
Right. That fear of recurrence is a really common epidemic, basically, when patients are completed with their treatments. And so having that team together to be able to support that patient through that time is really, really integral.
That's kind of the mental approach. What about like physically in terms of nutrition, exercise, things like that? Is that part of the mix also?
It is. It's a big part of the survivorship program. So they provide the dietitian, they provide social work and counseling services, and we'll meet with the patient regularly to ensure that all of those needs are met.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take one more break. Final segment coming up on Spotlight on Medicine. The topic this morning is Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stamford. My guests are registered nurses Irene Piazza and Lynn Carbino. Irene is clinical program manager and Lynn is oncology nurse coordinator. And the Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stamford, located in the Longridge Medical Center, 260 Longridge Road. And the number to call, 203-863-3700. So we'll be back with more on Spotlight of Medicine here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You make lots of important decisions for your family. But when it comes to healthcare, there's nothing more important than the doctors that you choose. So how do you make the right decision? Here's a tip. Check out the doctor's credentials and make sure they're from respected medical schools. And here's another tip. Look for a doctor who's affiliated with a truly fine hospital, like Greenwich Hospital. Greenwich Hospital is consistently rated in the top 1% nationwide for patient satisfaction. It has a broad array of specialties, from excellent women's services and breast care to pediatrics, orthopedics, extensive cancer care, and much more. Greenwich Hospital physicians meet the highest standards for healthcare excellence. For a referral to a Greenwich Hospital physician, call 203-863-3627. That's 203-863-3627. Greenwich Hospital, for the quality care you and your family deserve.
.921 here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Spotlight on Medicine. About another 10 minutes, so we'll turn things over to Doug Steffen. Doug takes you up to the Debbie Nigro Show at 11 o'clock this morning. Topic this morning on Spotlight, Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stamford. An update with registered nurses Irene Piazza and Lynn Carbino. All right, what are the benefits to patients and the community of Greenwich Hospital's affiliation with Smilo Cancer Hospital, with Yale New Haven Health and Smilo Cancer Hospital?
So our affiliation with Yale and Smilo has allowed our patient access Our patients have access to expert advice from the Yale oncologists, as well as access to clinical trials that were once only available in the New Haven location. So now patients can actually be closer to home, get to those visits a lot faster. If one of our oncologists sees a patient and they want someone who's even more specialized to see the patient, we have access to allow those doctors up in New Haven to see those patients. Their medical records are already in our electronic medical record system. They can see all of the tests done, all of the scans that were done, laboratory results, and have a very collaborative approach to treating these patients in a timely fashion as well. Again, we focus very much on trying to get those patients the consults within 24 hours, so things can be done in a very timely fashion. Additionally, this affiliation with Yale and Smilo has allowed for some specialists to come down from New Haven and actually see our patients locally at the Stamford Long Ridge facility and also our Greenwich facility. Those physicians include our urology oncologist, Dr. Petrolak, Dr. Rosenblit, who's a breast medical oncologist, Dr. Blasberg, who's a thoracic surgeon, and Dr. Kenny, who treats our renal cancer here. And so it's really provided a lot of specialists to see our patients and to provide our patients a more local access.
And as nursing staff, we also have the opportunity to connect with experts in nursing, in pharmacy, in medicine, in oncology. So it has been a great benefit to all of us to be a part of that Smilo network where the experts are that have been treating cancer for years. So if we have a question, we pick up the phone, and there's always a resource available. So I'm proud to be part of the Smilo Cancer Hospital and also Greenwich Hospital, Yale New Haven, Bridgeport Hospital. The nursing leadership meetings that I attend on a weekly basis provide more knowledge. We are working toward a Smilo signature so that we all do the same thing. So a patient going to any facility will be familiar as to what our care signature is.
Yeah, almost like a franchise in that it's a very standardized, right? So they know what to expect.
Right. Exactly. We try to be a little better than McDonald's, but,
Well,
we're excellent at what we do.
All right. And excuse me. What age group do you treat at the Smilo Cancer Center?
So we are down in Greenwich and Long Ridge. We are treating adult patients over the 18. There are resources available for pediatric, but we do not see pediatric patients here.
I see. Okay, so because some of those, I guess the childhood cancer is heartbreaking, isn't it? It's got to be a tough one to deal with.
Yeah, those are specialized nursing and medical teams that deal with the pediatric patients. Treating pediatric is different from treating adults. The doses are different. The protocols are different. So we leave the pediatric patients to the pediatric groups. In terms of age limits, the sky's the limit in terms of adults. We have patients in their 90s that are treated. It all depends on their performance status, how they're doing. Age is a factor, but is not a limitation of patients being treated for cancer.
And how many patients do you serve there?
Really depends on the day. We're busy. The offices are busy. The infusion center is busy. So we get as many patients in that we can see in one day, and that's the advantage of having the Stamford facility because it gives us another 12 chairs and it gives more exam rooms for our patients to be seen.
All right, one of you mentioned the kind of remote types of things. Is that as a result of the pandemic, or have there always been remote options?
It seemed to be a little bit more prevalent during COVID. In fact, we were able to shift a lot of our visits to telehealth visits. I kind of focus on our Smilo and Yale affiliation, but we also offer a lot of our survivorship support and different webinars and informational webinars to patients via Zoom and video. So a lot of those support systems were put into place in telehealth rather than face-to-face during COVID. Even our survivorship event changed to a virtual event where we offered different classes and different lectures all throughout Cancer Survivorship Week. And that really came out due to the pandemic. But, you know, again, we were kind of seamless with that whole process. And it just seemed with that support from Yale and Smilo that all of us could take part in that, including Greenwich, Stanford, all of our patients. So it was really nice to be able to have something to offer them when everything else seemed to be shutting down.
Yeah, I mean, there seem to be some positives with remote. What's kind of the status now? Have things opened up?
Yes, things have opened up. We are still wearing masks throughout all the medical facilities here. We are still kind of following a visitor restriction in the way of how many visitors patients are allowed to have at one time. But things are a lot better than they were.
Fantastic. All right. Finally, how can listeners contact you at the Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stanford?
So our main number for Greenwich and Long Ridge is 203-863-3700. It's the same number that we have had in Greenwich for years. So we're happy to have anyone call us at that number, and we will assist any questions or concerns that our patients or any referrals that we get in.
All right. And I'll put you on the spot here. What does Smilo refer? Is that a person's name or something else?
The Smilo name comes from a generous donor at Yale, and also there's Smilo facilities in New York City as well. It's a family generous donation to the Smilo in New Haven, and we are lucky and proud to be part of that group.
All right, fantastic. Well, we're lucky and proud to have both of you on the show this morning and appreciate your time. My guest has been, guests have been registered nurses Irene Piazza and Lynn Carbino. Irene is clinical program manager and Lynn is oncology nurse coordinator and nurse navigator at the Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Stanford and again at Long Ridge Medical Center, Long Ridge Road, 260 Long Ridge Road, 203-863-3700. Irene and Lynn, thanks very much for your time this morning. Be well.
Thanks. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, too.
Stay safe.
All right. That does another edition of Spotlight on Medicine here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Anywhere, I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us this morning. Next week on Spotlight, we'll talk about diabetes care, taking a holistic approach. My guest, registered dietitian Nancy Ryan, certified diabetes care and education specialist at Greenwich Hospital. Stay tuned. Doug Steffen takes you up to the Debbie Nigro Show at 11 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.